Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of things there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got on your mind, alpha to omega, anything under the small business sun. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between, we got something that will help that you can read or listen to there that we've talked about from anything you can imagine connected with a small business, entrepreneurship, et cetera, et cetera. Beth Ross is our guest. She's all over our website. Some of the things that she's helped us understand, you can find her suite there on our website. Her website is BethRoss.com. I encourage you to check it out as well. Beth, we're talking about the inevitable changes that are going to be coming on Main Street and on and Wall Street and anywhere in between. The inevitable, the absolutely preordained, not to be, this will happen, folks. The changes in key employees that are going to be moving around. And I'm going to say, I'm going to put a timeline on this, and I'm going to say over the next 2 years. You're saying that it's starting to happen right now, Beth, because based on your experience, the feet on the ground experience that you have right now. But I'm going to say that over the next 24 months, it's going to rise to a fever pitch, and it will become significant. What do you think?
Absolutely, yes. Companies, no matter what their size, are going to need to start right now. Real, if they don't, realizing that people count. They are an investment. And do you have a retention plan? Because when you lose a key employee, you lose all their knowledge of the position and the relationships they've built both inside and outside the organization. It's a real heavy loss.
But isn't it important though, Beth, to point out that this could also be a strategic time, a good strategic time for companies and I'm just talking about small businesses now. Big guys can take care of themselves. I only look out for the little guys, Beth. And so, isn't it a good strategic time for small businesses? In other words, all right, let's say I've got three key employees that have been doing a good job, but one of them is not maybe going to make it to the finish line with me, and I would be okay if that person decided to go somewhere else. So I make sure that I do what I can to keep the two, and maybe I don't so much the third one, just because that's the way it is. While at the same time, I'm looking for somebody who wants to jump ship, who has the skills that I need. What do you think? Let's use a little offense and defense.
Yeah, that's right. That plays out the scenario. Things are changing. We've never had this time when it's so important for a key employee to have a clear growth pattern that can happen within that company. Otherwise, he or she will go somewhere else and probably will have the confidence to give that a try, depending on the location, the industry, and so forth.
Is it not important also to point out that with millions of people out of work, somebody might say, well, why wouldn't that company hire these people? Well, let me tell you something. The first people who are going to fill those slots, those key employee slots, are not going to be unemployed. They're going to be employed people, aren't they?
Yes, most definitely.
I'm sorry to say that to the unemployed people, but the critical jobs are going to come from poaching somebody else's employee.
Yeah, pretty much that's the scenario.
Yeah. So what do we do? What's your advice?
My advice is to let's talk about small businesses. That's what we're doing here.
Right.
Look very, very, very carefully at your employee lineup, which ones are crucial. What is it going to take to to make those individuals stay. It won't be the same for all of them. A slight raise might make a huge difference to some. Another person getting recognition for contribution. Have you been paying attention to that? Another one may need a few extra vacation days. All sorts of things, both, you know, money is one thing, of course, promotion and so forth. Title can make a huge difference. How are your benefits? How do your benefits compare with the other small business down the street? General respect and inclusion in what's going on so that the person feels a part of the business and its management. All these things are little but huge in impact.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've got about 30 seconds, Beth. Give us wrap all this up for us in a bow and deliver it.
I will deliver the information that I've been and you have been speaking about for years. The biggest issue facing human resources in the rest of this century is retention. Mm-hmm. That word is so important. It costs so much to hire somebody new. You've got to train them. You've got to get everything in order, and you don't know if they're going to stay.
But
hold on to your good employees. Make their lives look like there is a definite development.
But remember, folks, there's an offense and a defensive opportunity here for you. Be strategic about both of them. Beth Ross, thanks for bringing us this great information. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Dr. Beth Ross, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.